إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فقد امتدح الله سبحانه وتعالى عباده المؤمنين فقال: قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين. وفي الحديث عن جبير ابن نفير عن عوف ابن مالك أنه قال في حديث طويل أسرده مختصرا: هذا أوان العلم أن يرفع، حتى قال: وهل تدري أي العلم أول أن يرفع؟ قال: قلت لا أدري. قال: الخشوع، حتى لا تكاد ترى خاشعا. رواه أحمد والبخاري والنسائي وفي صحيح الجامع. وقال حذيفة، يعني حذيفة بن اليمان: أول ما تفقدون من دينكم الخشوع، وآخر ما تفقدون من دينكم الصلاة. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the believers, saying, قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. Successful indeed are the believers, those who offer their prayers, salah, with خشوع. Inshallah, I think that a lot of us know the meaning of khushu', but we will explain the terminology both in the Islamic and in the linguistic viewpoints. Successful indeed are the believers, those who offer their prayers, salah, with khushu', that is serenity and submissiveness. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the importance of khushu', وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. And seek help in patience and prayer, and truly it is extremely heavy and hard except for الخاشعين. And in a lengthy hadith narrated in Musnad al-Imam Ahmad and al-Bukhari, and also it is included in al-Musannaf and in al-Nasa'i, the hadith is narrated about Jubair ibn Nafir عن عوف ibn Malik أنه قال: هذا أوان العلم أن يرفع. This is the time when knowledge will be lifted. Lifted is to be taken away. And then he said, وَهَلْ تَدْرِي أَيُّ الْعِلْمِ أَوَّلَ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ. Do you know which knowledge that is lifted first? He said, I don't know. He said, الخشوع, serenity in as-salah. So much so that you will not see one person offering salah with خشوع. And also another hadith narrated by Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, one of the great Sahabas. Hudhayfa radiyallahu anhu said about himself, كان الناس يسألون عن الخير يسألون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الخير وأسأله عن الشر حتى لا يصيبني أو حتى لا يبلغني. People used to ask the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم about the good things, about the, if you like, the positive aspects of Islam. But I asked him about the bad things so as they do not come upon me. Hence, Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiallahu an narrated a lot of the hadiths about the fitan, the turmoils towards the end of time, and the problems that this ummah may encounter in time to come later. And he said that about himself, that he was asking about that so as he can avoid what is bad. So, subhanallah, you will find that the hadith narrated by a specific person, even we, when we, you find that a person is generally interested in a particular subject, no matter what they do, their mindset is around that particular subject. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu narrates the hadiths about Al-Quran and so on. Of course, we're talking about the Sahaba that narrated only a few hadiths. Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman narrated a lot of the hadiths about fitna, about turmoils, about testing in the time to come. What does Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman say? He says that the first thing you lose in your deen is al-khushu'. Al-khushu' in as-salah, the serenity, which we will explain in a bit. And the last thing you lose is as-salah. Needless to say, dear brothers and sisters, unquote, that alhamdulillah, as-salah is, as the Prophet ﷺ said, بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَى خَمْسِ. Islam is built upon five pillars. As-salah is one of them. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, رَأْسُ الْأَمْرِ الْإِسْلَامُ وَعَمُودُهُ الصَّلَاةُ وَذَرْوَةُ سَنَامِهِ الْجِهَادُ. The head of the matter, and any matter without a head is lifeless. He said, Al-Islam. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا. It's, Islam is the spirit of this ummah. It is the ruh of the people. Without it, they are corpses. رَأْسُ الْأَمْرَ الْإِسْلَامُ وَعَمُودُهُ. So in this case, we're not talking about five pillars. We're talking about a matter that has got one pillar. So if we say which is the pillar of all pillars, then it is as-salah. As-salah is the pillar of this matter. And the highest peak is al-jihad, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you think about it, the five pillars of Islam, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, is the key to Islam. After the Shahada, you need to show that we are Muslims. By praying, by fasting the month of Ramadan, by paying charity, by going to Hajj, and so on. As-salah, as-zakah, for example, is only due when you have enough money. If you reach a threshold in your wealth, in your agriculture, if you are a farmer, or in the banknote you have, or in silver, or gold, etc. If you don't reach that, you're not paying any zakah. You believe that if you are rich, you'll pay zakah, and if you ask anyone who doesn't have that threshold, he say, I wish if I have £1 million, I'll pay not only the zakah, I'll pay a lot more. I'll pay half of it. So, siyam, fasting, is once, so, and zakah also, it's once, like zakatul mal, is once a year. You calculate your money in a specific day of the year, lunar day, And then you say, okay, how much I have, and you pay zakah. That's it. And you can transfer it in a second. Or you can give it in a second. You should give it straight away. Siyam is 1 month a year. And the rest of the year, it's up to you to fast nawafil, sunnah, etc. But it is not wajib. And if someone is sick, and if they are terminally sick, they have an excuse not to fast, they don't fast. And they may only have to pay to the poor as a compensation for not fasting. Well, they are still Muslims. Al-Hajj, لِمَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. Whoever has the ability financially to go to Hajj and physically it can be compensated by a financial matter, by sending someone, etc. But nevertheless, it depends on the ability of the Muslim to go to Hajj or not. But Salah, no matter what, it is wajib. As long as a Muslim is conscious, the Muslim needs to pray. Standing up, if they can. Sitting down, if they cannot stand up. On their side, if they cannot sit down. The car. The car is, we are humans, aren't we? Subhanallah. It is a worry if you park where you shouldn't be parking, including me. But I was given a fatwa by Brother Arshad that I can park, inshallah. So anyway, alhamdulillah. The salah needs to be done. Standing up, sitting down, on the side, even as long as there is awareness. If someone is very sick, but they are aware, maybe they are closing their eyes, but they are aware of their existence, they need to pray as much as they can. So it is the very pillar of Islam that has to be done. And it is the pillar of Islam that the Sahaba themselves, radiallahu anhum, said that the distinction, the Prophet said that, the distinction between we and them, the believers and the others, are as-salah. And the Sahaba did not see anyone doing something that makes him kafir, wal-iyadu billah, but leaving as-salah. Anyway, but I like to talk more about, I will assume that we know all of that, and then talk about the spirit of as-salah, which is khushu'. And Abdullah, Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman is saying the first thing this ummah loses is al-khushu'. The first thing. So they have everything, 100%. Then they start losing a little bit by a little bit. And the first thing is al-khushu'. So they are performing as-salah, but without khushu' or with less khushu'. Or with khushu' sometimes and sometimes no khushu', etc. With all the variation of the inclusiveness of the khushu' within the salah. And he said the last thing it loses is as-salah. Which means that after as-salah there is nothing to be lost. That's it. There is nothing in Islam that is left if someone loses as-salah. So please, brothers and sisters, be conscious of that. Be conscious of the importance of as-salah. And if you think you are lazy enough not to perform as-salah, or to miss part of the salah, or to miss some of the salah, then please seek help. Seek another brother's or sister's help. And say, please, can you remind me? Can you tell me? Can I read more? I want to perform as-salah. So what is al-khushu'? First of all, in English, al-khushu' is a state of mind that contains calmness, serenity, tranquility, dignity, fearfulness, humility, and humility in prayers. So khushu', if you want to explain it in English, because remember, dear brothers and sisters, even the Arabic language, before Islam, it had terminology, it had words in it. When Islam came, some of these words were made to mean something extra to their original meaning. As-salah itself is an example. As-salah, if you ask an Arab in the past, before Islam, he says as-salah is to pray. And even in English, prayer means to pray, to make dua, to supplicate. But then Islam came and gave it a description that as-salah is the specific pillar of Islam, a specific ibadah with a specific movement and a specific readings, etc., at specific times, etc., the salah we know. So al-khushu' is something like that. Al-khushu' is very specific, like taqwa. You can say it's piety, but you need to explain what piety is. So it is calmness, serenity, tranquility, dignity, fearfulness, and humility in prayer. Also, it's complete, solemn, submissive, and submissive and humble to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during performing prayer. And khushu', I would say, is the heart of the salah, and it is reflected by the physical body. The khushu' is the heart, and it is in the heart, but also it is reflected into the prayer. Someone fidgeting all the time and looking around and looking at their watch and, you know, doing all sorts of movements within few minutes of salah definitely does not reflect khushu'. Doesn't mean that we cannot sometimes do something like that. But khushu' means you are concentrating on what you are doing. You are involved. You are immersed in as-salah. And to be immersed in as-salah means that that is reflecting in your physical movements and physical being. Again, if even the ulama tried to define al-khushu', Ibn Taymiyyah says يتضمن معنيين أحدهما التواضع والذل والثاني السكينة والذل وذلك مستلزم للين القلب المنافي للقسوة فخشوع القلب يتضمن عبوديته لله وطمأنينته أيضا ولهذا كان الخشوع في الصلاة يتضمن هذا وهذا من التواضع والسكون. So he's, Ibn Taymiyyah is saying that it entails two meanings. One is being humble and to be also to have humility. And the other one is really to have humble and humility, and the other one is to have serenity and also with humility. And that really needs a soft heart and leads to a soft heart. And also that entails servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while praying. Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه, he says في قوله تعالى الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون, those who are they imply خشوع and they use خشوع in their salah, he says مخبتون أذلة. So he says they pray with humility and being humble. Al-Hasan wa Qatada, he says fearful. Muqatil, he says mutawadi'un, humble. وعن علي رضي الله عنه, he says الخشوع في القلب وأن تلين للمرء المسلم كنفك ولا تلتفت يمينا ولا شمالا. He says that the خشوع is in the heart and to be soft with your Muslim brothers and sisters, and do not look right or left during the salah. And Mujahid, he says غض البصر وخفض الجناح, it is to gaze your sight and to be humble and soft with others. Al-khushu' also, dear brothers and sisters, just to be on that side, is really to be aware of what you are doing. what you are saying, what you are, how you are moving. So al-khushu' really is to do the salah with complete awareness. When you say Allahu Akbar, for example, you know that you entered the salah and Allah is greater than anything. And then when you start reading the prelude of the salah, du'a al-istiftah, you know what you are reading, you're following the meanings, and then when you read Al-Fatiha, you follow the meaning of Al-Fatiha, and so on. When you say Allahu Akbar, you go for ruku', you feel that you are in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when you say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, and the same with as-sujood, you feel the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you are making sujood, etc. So you are aware of the actions and the dua read in the salah and the Quran that you read in the salah. It's very, if you like, you can simplify it that way. And I think all of us know that. When you do salah, Allahu Akbar, then you say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And then you say, what? You think. And you don't know what you have done. You've just done it as a reflex, automatically, if you like, without really thinking of what you have done. Then definitely there was no khushu' in that salah. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. يا من له تعنو الوجوه وتخشع ولأمره كل الخلائق تخضع. أعنو إليك بجبهة لم أحنها يوما لغير سؤالك ساجدا أتضرع. أنا من علمت المذنب العاصي الذي عظمت خطاياه فجاءك يهرع. كم من ساعة فرطت فيها مسرفا وأطعتها في زائل لا ينفع. إن لم أقف بالباب راجي رحمة فلأي باب غير بابك أقرع. هذا أوان العفو فاعف تفضلا يا من له تعنو الوجوه وتخشع. I finish my khutbah with something one of the علماء said. His name is حاتم الأصم, الإمام حاتم الأصم. And he is one of the scholars in the 3rd Hijri century. He died in 237 after Hijra. He met Al-Imam Ahmad and he lived in Khurasan. He said that, I'll translate straight away, if you enter a salah, how do you do your salah? Someone asked him and he said, if I enter a salah, I make al-Kaaba in front of me and death behind me and as-sirat, that is the bridge that we have to cross in the hereafter, and it is a bridge across hellfire waliyadu billah, thinner than the hair and sharper than the sword, and we have to cross to the Jannah. And he says that I make as-sirat underneath me and paradise is to my right and hellfire to my left, and I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at me, and then I complete the ruku' of the salah. I do it properly, I take time and I do the sujood properly, and if I finish as salah, when I say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, I don't know whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have accepted it or not. So remember, dear brothers, I could spend more time explaining that, but Hatim al-Asam, he, when he enters the salah, he puts himself in the conditions of a salah. He puts himself that he is praying to the Qibla, and he is on the sirat underneath his feet. The Jannah is to his right, hellfire to his left, death is behind him, and he feels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attending to his salah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attends to your salah as long as you are with khushu'. Once your mind goes away, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves you to it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts as-salah with its conditions, and the proper salah with its khushu'. One more thing before I leave it there, dear brothers and sisters. One of the elements of khushu' is really to perform salah in al-masjid, or to perform as-salah in a place where it is for as-salah, and to get away from your day-to-day business. And I could quote examples, but in some environments people are working and then they just pray near their work. Of course, generally speaking, you could do that. You can pray anywhere. But if there is a masjid, then you have to pray in the masjid. And also, if you do that, then your mind is still in your business. It's still, if you are praying at home with your kids and wife, etc., you have not changed the climate of the salah. So you have not changed that into a climate of the salah. You have not had any proper break from your day-to-day life, and you have not had a proper break from your business, whatever you are doing, from your lectures, from your work, etc., and you have not concentrating on your implied khushu' in your salah, because you are in the same environment. If the Excel sheet is still open in front of you, you are doing salah and thinking, oh, maybe that figure is wrong. When I finish, I'm going to correct it, and so on. It happens. This is the way we are. And you've just seen that, how the mind suddenly goes into something else. You need to change the venue of your prayer into the proper one, which is the masjid. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا، وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم ارحمنا فإنك بنا راحم، والطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم علمنا الخشوع، اللهم اجعلنا مصلين خاشعين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعلنا من المؤمنين الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. اللهم تقبل صلاتنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ثبتنا على الدين، وثبتنا على الإيمان يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بالحق كلمة الدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم سوءا فاقصمه وخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة، اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا مؤزرا. اللهم انصر الصالحين المؤمنين في بلاد الشام، اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. اللهم تقبل شهداءهم وارحم موتاهم. اللهم احفظهم بحفظك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظ المسلمين في بلاد الغرب، اللهم احفظهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم كن معهم، اللهم ثبتهم بالدين يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظ المسلمين في فوق كل أرض وتحت كل سماء. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.